couple of the storms. Overnight low temperature tonight down to about 67. Tomorrow, risk of a morning shower. Otherwise, look for sunshine by the afternoon. High in the low 80s. Much cooler Friday with a high barely up to about 70. We'll be in the mid-70s Saturday. Risk of a shower. Showers and thunderstorms become more likely Saturday night. Showers and thunderstorms likely Easter Sunday, some of which could be strong, possibly severe, could be a significant severe weather event we're watching. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The following is a paid program by Earnest Financial. The views and opinions are solely those of the hosts and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
And here we are with
a
brand new computer. There you go.
Equity in your home. ASE Credit Union can help with historic low rates and an easy approval process. Your dream of owning a new home can be a reality. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
Now, as I was saying, we have a new computer. I do not know how to operate it.
Okay.
So we're going to have to just start. And that commercial started, which after that little intro there, it shouldn't have been anything, but it was there.
Okay.
So, it's gone now. Here we are, the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
We naked.
Yes, yes. I'm going to look and see, can I figure this out? If you want to start talking about something wonderful.
Okay.
Which is something about your money.
Okay. Essentially, the title tonight is Models. Everything recently is about a model. The COVID-19 Task Force has a model. They have several models that they've been speaking about. And those are health models. And those health models could be right. They could be wrong. It looks like they're probably not very accurate to some extent. So it could be a better reason. A better model. In other words, a better result, should I say.
There you go.
In other words, less people die because the model was incorrect.
Now,
it wrong.
You don't mean like Christie Brinkley or, you know, models.
Well, I wished it would look that good.
Because that sounds like a good model.
If it was a good-looking model, then I guess we would be better off.
It would be nice, yeah.
Yeah. Have you figured that thing out over there?
Nope.
Okay. So there's other models. There's stats that reveal how bad this 2020 market crash really could be. And nobody really knows what the truth is about all these models. The stock market goes up, the stock market goes down.
Yes, it does.
And the reason why it goes up sometimes just because somebody said something. That's not a very good model or a very good reason for it to go up. The market reacts with negativism. The market reacts with enthusiasm. And they both have a lot to play on, especially if it's some political figure like Donald Trump who's trying to save us. He says, hey, we're going to open up by May or whatever.
That's a good
thing to ask for.
Right.
But, you know, a lot of physicians, they say no. That shouldn't happen because our models show that blah, blah, blah will happen if this happens. That doesn't mean it's going to happen. It just means they're afraid that it might happen, and they have models to go along with that.
Right.
They don't really prove anything. They're just models, okay? And anyway, I'm going to take this thing off here.
No, don't take your mask off.
Yeah.
You'll be scaring small children.
No.
Is it giving you problems there?
I don't think my wife's looking anyway.
Well, don't tell her. I won't tell her.
So
forgot what you looked like without your mask.
I know it. Well, at least I still got my gloves on. So these models are what everybody keeps talking about. And they keep talking about, you know, projections. You know, in the market, there's always these projections. And these strategists, they always say, well, let's look at this model over here. And now I've seen them say, we've thrown all the models out the window. I could see somebody driving down the road and throwing their model cars out the window. That don't work anymore.
No, I hate when it happens, though.
Yeah, so what's happening is all these models are being thrown away, and it's making a mess of things. And we're very confused about which thing to believe. Now, We're all trying to get to the same place. We want to protect our wealth, and we want to protect our health. And they're both very important. Some people say, well, you know, you can't replace a life, and life is more important than anything. I get it, and I tend to believe that and agree with it. But have you ever heard of someone saying, hey, I don't care about anything as long as I don't lose my health. I don't care if they take all my money away and I lose my wealth. You know, somebody might say it. I've heard them say it.
Yeah, but they don't mean it.
They don't really mean it.
I don't think they do.
You know, and here I say, let's protect your health and you keep protecting your wealth. If something goes wrong, you won't lose your wealth because we will guarantee this model will work. Now, if you buy a new car model and that car has a warranty on it, and if something goes wrong, they replace your car. Well, there's an analogy here.
That could be invaluable, too.
Could be very invaluable, especially if you want to go somewhere. Now, most people want to go to retirement heaven, you know. Retirement heaven is where they got all these dreams about, you know, not having to work so hard or not having to work at all, being able to travel, being able to stay with the grandchildren, whatever it may be, being able to do their hobbies, on and on and on. I talk to dreamers and reality, you know, sets in all the time. And sometimes they're the same and sometimes they're different. I hate it when they're different because then the hard sense of reality sets in. You know, if you come to me and you've not saved hardly any money and you say, is this enough for me to do this? And I'm going, I hate to break this to you, but what happened to your money? What happened to your retirement? Oh, well, I lost it in the stock market back, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, I bought such and such and I lost it.
Gave it to a model.
Gave it to a model, yeah. And all these different models they're talking about, you know. I mean, you know, I use this model, but the guy told me or the lady told me this model made such and such percent over the last few years, so it looked good, so I did it anyway. And the model didn't do the same thing the next few years. And that's the problem with modeling. The models, they don't read the books. They don't really care what happened the last 10 years.
They're just a model.
That's right. They don't care what happened the last 10 years, last 5 years, last 15 years. And people say, well, look, I'm not worried about the stock market, David. I'm not worried in the least about it. Why is that? Because in 2008 and 2000 and blah, 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 all this stuff, it came back. It came back. Okay. I get it. It came back. How long did it take to come back? Well, I don't really remember. No. You know, labor pains are forgotten. Women that have had babies out there, you know you'll have another baby. But while you were having it, I used to work at a hospital. I'd go down the hallways and I would hear some foul language coming out of the labor rooms that I would never even repeat in my wildest dreams. And I never thought these nice ladies coming in had such abilities to come up with such words.
But they were learning.
But as soon as that little precious baby came out, everything was okay. But did they remember all of that? No. So the same thing. People have a weak memory when they remember how long it took for something or how bad it hurt, and they don't remember. But it happened. In the 20s and 30s, people suffered tremendously for a long time. Look how rich this nation is now, maybe because of it. There's a lot of things that happened during that time frame. Our nation learned. Our nation learned. Our political leaders and our economists and other people have learned how to flatten the curve. You know, every time I hear this thing about flattening curves, you know, it's like I see this big knot, or maybe that, what is the hunchback back of Notre Dame?
Yes.
With a big knot on the back of his head and somebody, or his back, and somebody trying to collaborate with a big sledgehammer or something. Uh-huh. You know, let's flatten that. It don't look right. You know, I get it. If it don't look right, let's flatten it out. You know, it's very difficult to flatten a curve when you've gone with a flat tire. If your tires run flat, that's usually that. Now,
Or
they blow off the rim.
They used to be fat,
and now they're scat.
Yeah,
they're gone.
It's gone.
Anyway, So now they've created these new tires. They call them run flats.
I've seen those.
Yeah, I've got one.
And there's some of them that they run that way all the time.
Yeah.
They're strange.
But that's the kind of retirement plan we have. We can run on a flat economy. We can run on a flat market. So it's flat. This Coke is flat. It doesn't taste good. Well, here's a new one. We'll revitalize. We'll pour a little bit of, something in there, a little fizz in there. Mm-hmm. We're always going to put the fizz to your retirement. You can't lose the fizz.
You got to have the fizz.
You're going to always have the gusto. You're always going to have the guaranteed and retirement plan.
You got to grab all the gusto you can.
That's right. So how can we do this? Well, we notice the stock market's up. Sometimes the stock market goes down. If I had to... If you notice, it's been going up and down. One day it's up, one day it's down.
I've noticed that.
It'll go way up, like 400, 500, 600 points, and then back down the same amount. It's crazy. You know why? Because it don't know where it wants to be yet. It's just a lot of guesswork. One model says this, another model says that, and some people are listening to that one, and listening to that one, and listening to another one. It's just sort of like our some of our politicians. They don't even know what they're doing. They can't even remember the people's names, like Joe Biden, he forgot his wife's name, I think.
And I know, what's his name? Bernie. Bernie dropped out today.
Yeah. He's a total dropout.
And somebody said, Bernie gets screwed again. Bernie ain't got screwed. Bernie got some money, just like he did last time. And he's riding around in a little sports car. Got a bunch of money.
I guarantee you, Bernie has a guaranteed retirement plan.
Tell that to the Marines.
And how many out there have guaranteed? I talked to a guy today. He wants me to move some of his 401k. Mm-hmm. Not saying his name. I said, how about your other stuff? Oh, I don't have to worry about my other stuff, David. It's a guaranteed. I get a pension. And I'm going, good for you. I'm glad. Social Security. Mm-hmm. It's guaranteed. You say, well, the government's going to go broke. No, they'll just print more money. You know that.
That's
it's guaranteed. As long as there's a government, you're going to get the money.
Mm-hmm.
And who's backing up the money anyway? Like I had somebody the other day said, hey, what do you think about I had a man call me on the phone. I said, really? About what? Oh, about some gold and silver he wanted to sell me. I said, did you get his name? He said, I couldn't understand it. It sounded like another language almost. I'm going, yeah. What did he tell you? He told me that this stuff you're putting me in was going to be worthless, totally worthless. I said, really? Cash is not king, huh? Yeah, that's what he said. He said they're printing so much of it, it's going to be worthless, and for me to buy some of his golden coins. I said, Well, I've seen some people buy some of them golden coins, and they would have been a lot better off if they'd bought some gold, because at least it would hold a little more value, if not a lot more. Them coins, they don't have as much gold in them, and it sounds almost like a fool's gold to me.
Well, and it depends.
Based on what I've seen in the past.
Mm-hmm. Depends on what the currency is. If it's from, Venezuela.
That's right.
What is their currency worth? You pay $10 for a 1 cent coin?
Yeah. Well, that's sort of like a beachfront property in Arizona.
You
wait long enough, it might get there.
What it's worth is what the gold is.
Yeah.
And gold in it is. And it's probably not pure gold.
So what I'm talking about, friends, is a guaranteed, proven program that's been around forever, practically, as far as our life expectancies go.
There you go.
That is a guaranteed pension, an annuity, that you don't have to turn it into a pension. You can use it to just grow. You can use it to just withdraw from. It would be no difference from that attitude, from looking at it that way, than it would be from drawing off money out of a bank account or out of a stock account or out of a mutual fund account, as long as their principal doesn't erode. Guess what? This one has guaranteed principal, just like the bank account.
Mm-hmm.
They call that a fixed account. And some people say, well, David, how can a fixed account participate in the market? Well, I love those questions. Let me just ask you one. I want to ask a question of my question.
Okay.
If we had a product, which we do, which we did, that paid a 15% bonus last year, and it still does, by the way, and it made, on the high side, 12 to 13%, and it locked in, is that not a fixed account? Because it locked in.
Mm-hmm.
It locked in. Now we have total scared situation going on here. The people call me. They say, look, thank you, David. Thank you so much for getting me out of that stock market just in the nick of time. Well, I just keep on doing what I always do. I'm an asset preservationist. I didn't look at this person and say, hey, I'm going to get you out of the stock market just in the nick of time. It's always been the story. The story is the same. It's the same when the stock market goes down. It's the same when the stock market goes up.
Mm-hmm.
Protect your assets.
That's right.
Protect your assets.
And don't let your assets get caught short either. Call David Ernest at 279-7431. And, you know, he can sit down and explain this to you. But I know in these times of social distancing, you probably don't want to have a face-to-face with him, not because he took his mask off and anything, but it's just a good idea.
Don't say that too loud. My wife listens to the show.
I know, but you don't want to do that right now. But you know, you can do it online. You can do it by phone.
Oh,
you
yeah.
can get on the what's that thing? The Zoom.
You can Zoom right on in.
Yeah, and you can talk with him. And we were talking about I forget how we got into it, but we were talking about how soon it would take to get something done.
Oh.
And I forget how we got into it. We were just chatting.
How long would it take us to secure your assets?
Exactly.
As soon as they transferred to us, they're secure.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of times, as soon as you, you know, transfer it to a money market account or a bank account, or if it's already in there,
mm-hmm.
it's already locked in anyway. The problem with money market accounts, the problem with bank accounts is they're not paying much interest anymore. You might as well say they're not paying any. And you know, I don't know how bad this is going to get, but
mm-hmm.
we're going to have a lot of stuff we got to pay for here.
Yeah.
You know, in the long run, I'm not so sure that there'll be some more gigantic fees on these bank accounts and money market accounts.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when they get into gridlock, like they did in 2007 and 8, and also like it looked like we were almost going to do here just a few weeks ago, the government had to just turn on the water faucet, turn on the faucet, should I say, the money faucet, and let the gridlock turn loose, you know, wash it off, because money market accounts, bank accounts, they had a problem with the credit. They just, like, everything was locking up, you know. Couldn't borrow money, couldn't move money. Back in the 2007 and 8 problem, market, never thought we'd ever see this, but money market accounts actually lost some value.
Wow.
And the if they were FDIC guaranteed, those were taken care of. But for those guys that didn't have FDIC, I don't know, maybe some of them might have just lost a very, very slight amount. It wasn't enough to really, you know, shake around about. But it shows you that when things get into gridlock,
uh-huh.
things can go wrong that just nobody would ever imagine could have happened. Who would have ever imagined back in January or even maybe, you know, slightly after that, stock market was roaring. I think it roared up through February. Who would have ever imagined, except for us saying get out all the time because we felt like it was too high anyway,
yeah.
who would have ever imagined that this could happen? But yet it did. So we were saying, hey, don't trust the market. It's too high. It's too overinflated. But is it now too high? Is it now too overinflated? Well, I'm going to say probably so. And the only reason why I'm going to say probably so is because of a model that went back and tested, or should I say calculated, all of the time, but you know, and since the beginning of time almost.
You say this is not like Cindy Crawford or Christie Brinkley? Or
it don't look that good, though.
Okay. Just checking.
Yeah. Now, what I'm talking about is models that say, hey, if the market had been going like it always did before 1993, 94, before the Gulf War, we should be at a Dow of between 15 and 17,000 right now. Where are we? 22, 23,000? Up and down, up and down, up and down. We're still not even healed yet. We don't know how long it's going to take. I was reading a doctor, and look, no, I'm not a Democrat. No, I'm not a rat. I'm not a Democrat. I tend to run with the conservatives, okay? But I'm also a conservative that has enough, I'm just going to admit it, I am going to look at realism.
Yeah.
You cannot just go, everything's going to be okay. Everything will be okay in the long run. If you live long enough, things will get better. The problem is, how long is it going to take? And what will happen before it's over? This might have been the market going up today might have been the time that started the up, and we're going up. You know what? I don't think so. I think that it's just one of those ups, and it's going to have one of those downs. Just look for tomorrow or the day or two after that. It's probably going to go down. The problem is, until this pandemic hit, we didn't have the massive up and downs that we had in the past. It was just a wobble, a little teeny-weeny vibration as it was going up. I mean, we had some corrections that happened, like in 2018 and stuff like that. But in real life, we didn't really see it. We have people who are living today that said, it can do that? I've never saw it do that. Yeah. No, you weren't even born before it did that.
Well, I did think of a good question a while ago.
Okay.
By the way, if you want to jump in on this and ask a question, make a comment, 272-9228, because we're kind of winging it here tonight. They got a nice new computer.
Yeah.
I just can't figure
that's
out
that's right. Sometimes computers and models just don't work.
They don't work together.
Yeah.
But my question was, how different is the stock market now than it was in 1929? I mean, the big thing is electronics. I mean, you know, you can make a trade now in seconds or milliseconds.
Oh, yeah.
And then it might have taken minutes or hours because you got to call somebody, you got to reach out. How does that affect?
Well, I mean, you know, in the beginning they just had the stock exchange.
Yeah.
And then they came out with the Chicago Stock Exchange, and then they came out with the NASDAQ, which is not really a physical exchange at all. You got middle people in there that are buying and holding. And sometimes they get burned because it drops. See, that's the other thing. These middle people are getting smashed sometimes on these deals because these wide swings, by the time you buy something, it's not worth anything or worth a whole lot more. You don't know what's happening, you see. So all of this new, electronics and technological stuff has made things better. But then you've got these crooks that tried to steal stuff. Like I was reading the other day, and someone had figured out how to get ahead of the stock exchange on some things, and they got in there, and they were stealing the information and making millions of dollars. Well, they caught them.
Uh-huh.
They caught them, but they should have never been able to get in there. So there's, spy work, spyware, stealing your identity, stealing information.
Mm-hmm.
Who would have ever thought about all that back in the 20s?
Have you seen the poor lady on TV now that somebody went on there and actually got possession of her house and then borrowed a bunch of money on it and basically just, took that and ran away? But she's standing there, and it's all legal. What they did, it wasn't legal to do it, but they made it all look legal, and her house is gone, her money's gone.
I'm telling you, they can do all kinds of things. Mm-hmm. There's other stories that I'll tell you later on about that I know one that's going on right now. Until it's over with, I can't talk about it because it's a legal thing. But essentially, someone bought a house, and they probably won't own it even though they paid for it. So, there's all kinds of crazy things that people come to me about, and I say, wow, I didn't know that happened. Wow, did that really happen? So here's the thing. If you think that someone won't try to sell you some beach property in Arizona, or if you think they won't try to sell you some gold from Nigeria, which is probably fool's gold, really. And so we all get fooled. Everybody's been fooled. If you haven't been fooled, you're a lucky whatever.
You don't want to get fooled again. Get it? That's a,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying.
Yeah, right. You don't want to get fooled again. Fooled me once.
Shame on me.
Fool me twice. Shame on
you, son of a gun.
Yeah. So anyway, so the thing is, we don't want to get fooled again by this market. Now, if we're older, we need to be more concerned. If we don't need the money, we need to be more concerned. I mean, the government, in their wisdom, has said, "Hey,
you can pull money out of your retirement plans right now, and we'll let you do it. We'll let you use it. You're going, well, wait a minute. My retirement plan was worth $100,000, and now it's worth $70,000. If I pull that out, that's going to hurt.
Yeah.
You know, but if you were an asset preservation plan like I use, you're still worth $100,000. You pull out $7,000, it's still worth $93,000. Plus, we grow back. You see where I'm coming from? In other words, it's the design of the product. It's the design of your retirement model. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of people who do investments, they come up with what type of investments you should have if you're dealing with stocks and bonds and whatever else they're talking about. And they try to come out with a balance. I heard a broker the other day say, well, you know, we're going back to the table and we're afraid there might be a depression, but we don't know. So we're going to adjust some things.
Uh-huh.
And then all of a sudden the market goes up.
Well, why don't you get over there and adjust some more?
Well, the thing is, you can't second guess it. You try to second guess anything, and it's going to make you look like a, you know. And I mean, that's why I'm telling you, I don't know what it's going to do. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it's going to do. But I will tell you this, regardless of what it does, an asset preservationist will always usually not lose money or not lose money and make money. In other words, for you. So the worst case scenario is we don't lose any money that year. These things lock in on one and two year intervals.
Right.
Okay. The worst case scenario is we don't lose any money. The best case scenario is like last year, we had products that made 12 and 13%. There were some out there that made, as an asset preservationist, indexed annuity, made as high as 16%. This don't happen very often. This doesn't happen very often. Probably your returns are going to be 50% to 70% of the market returns. But 50 to 70% of the market returns where the market can't turn on you, turn and go down, where the bottom is so far down that you maybe can't be found for a while.
You starve to death on the way down.
And so that's the problem. You know, people are living from hand to mouth. Look at what's going on right now. Who's really going to hurt? I heard someone say 70% of the United States average citizen don't have more than $400 or something
that.
Like that saved up.
I
don't know what the numbers are, but the thing is, they're living from month to month, week to week. And now all of a sudden, it's stopped. There's no money.
And I understand that, you know, they're saying, well, you know, you can get some unemployment and we're going to give you extra money and everything will be fine. They're having a heck of a time filing for this.
Now, that's right.
I hear people are getting like, you know, we got a lot of traffic right now. Well, you call back, and then they call back, and it's still that. I mean, shouldn't somebody put on some more people to take care of this or something?
And just think, what if you had been an asset preservationist client, like my clients are, and all of a sudden the market crashes, and you said, David, would you object if I took some of that money out and put it over there in the stock market because I— And I'd say, yeah, go ahead. I'm not going to help you with it. Or I got a broker you can talk to about it. But, yeah, why not? How you going to lose? You mean it's bottomed out, you know? Maybe it'll come back, you know? But as long as it's real high, you know, you don't have to worry about it. And I'm never going to give you any advice like that because that's not what I do. I'm always going to keep you in the straight, narrow, guaranteed stuff. But I'm not going to deny you to get your money. I got a guy right now who's trying to get money out of a company, and I'm not going to mention it, but it's a bad company.
Oh, come on, man. Throw it out there.
I will say this.
It's a company
that deals with 403Bs in hospitals.
What's the initials of the company?
I can't say.
Who works over there?
I'll just say it's a very popular company
anybody we can call and they can guess?
Oh, yeah, everybody knows who
call
I'm talking
up
about.
And guess.
I'm just not going to say it.
272-9228. You can call in now and guess.
Right.
These evil people.
But anyway, they won't give you your money very easily, okay?
Right.
They send out like 4, 5, 6 pages of you know, like prove it's your money kind of like thing, you know.
We got your money.
Yeah. You know, and I'm going, are you kidding me? I mean, all we got to have is one little form. Or you just sign one little thing and it's done within just a matter of days. This situation takes weeks and weeks.
Now, with you
And it's, I know somebody will probably have to sign something in these times of self-distancing. Can you do an electronic signature?
Yes, we can do electronic signatures.
See, you never have to leave your home.
No, the problem is this.
Mm-hmm.
The government probably needs to step in and say, hey, quit using the fact that it was an electronic signature to transfer the money. Uh-huh. I mean, how on earth would somebody like me, and how long would I stay in business if I did electronic signatures like Wells Fargo did,
mm-hmm.
to move people into other accounts? I mean, they should be out of business, not just slapped their hand. They should have been mm-hmm. out of business for doing that.
Who's this now?
Wells Fargo. Now, I did say that one because that was a bad thing. But somebody's, they were stealing money.
Somebody's calling.
They were stealing money.
We got a call.
All right. Come on. Bring it on.
Don't admit to anything. Thank you for calling the Health and Wealth Show. You're on the air with David Ernest. Who's this? And don't... Oh, they hung up. Oh, no.
Maybe a Wells Fargo. Maybe one of those CEOs of Wells Fargo, and they decided they didn't want to come on.
Somebody slipped up behind them and garroted them before they could get the word out.
They don't want to. Yeah, look, the truth will pain you sometimes, but this is talk radio, and we can talk as long as it's the truth, right?
Well, if you start telling lies, people will call you on it.
We don't want to do that.
In my experience, I have found that they will call you. Only thing different is my uncles and my grandfather on my mama's side were world-renowned raconteurs, storytellers. Other words,
I'm afraid you were saying racketeers.
Well, some of that might have been mighty close too, but that's just a nice way of saying they were a bunch of liars. They could take a story and it would be an epic by the time they got to the. We went to the store and got a drink and come home. You tell that they could fix it where it sounded like you went across the ocean and everything. And I'm known for that in the family. All of them are gone, and I told my mama. I said, well, I was left here to carry on their work. But you don't want somebody to be lying to you about your money.
No. And see, the thing about what I do, it's not just me that's saying it is guaranteed.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not really the person that's guaranteeing anything. I'm just directing you to the product.
Exactly.
I'm just like a coach.
Mm-hmm.
I'm coaching you to say, hey, this looks good over here. You need to go over here. But the insurance company is giving you a contract, like mm-hmm. a life insurance contract, or an annuity contract. Those have guarantees. They're minimum guarantees.
Mm-hmm.
They have to have minimum guaranteed growth. But they got gravy on top of them, the ones that we do.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the old-fashioned ones didn't have gravy. Yeah. They had whatever was the rate of return was and couldn't get below a certain mm-hmm. number. These have a rate of return that can't get below the lowest number, but they also have a stock market participation that can be added to them
mm-hmm.
and give you huge returns with no risk. No risk of losing principal. No risk of losing retirement. And on top of that, you can turn it into a pension. Some of them you might have to wait a year or two or up to 9 years maybe, but some of them you don't even have to wait. Some of them have guaranteed income riders on them. That's similar to reverse compound interest.
Mm-hmm.
So because you don't have to annuitize. In other words, you do not have to give your money to the company for a guaranteed pension.
Mm-hmm.
So you can have your cake and eat it too. Or any annuity that I'm aware of always will have a maturity and will always have some type of annuitization down the road that I've seen. So because of that, you've got a guaranteed income. So how would that work? Let's just say, I think most of the experts, and I'll probably join right in there with them in saying this, you should probably never annuitize an annuity until you're at least 85 years old. You should just take out the free withdrawals and just coast off that. Why? Because there are factors
mm-hmm.
that increase as you age. Keep in mind, an annuity is the reverse of a life insurance policy.
Right.
A life insurance policy, as you age, they're hoping that you live. An annuity, as you age, they're hoping that you die.
Because they wouldn't have to pay you anymore. Now,
yeah.
An annuity like that, it wouldn't pass to a survivor?
Yes, it can.
It can if you set it up that way.
That's right.
Uh-huh.
And under the new laws and the old presumptions, I'll say, because they're private letter rulings. And I'm going to pick on Wells Fargo again. I think I did this before, so I'll tell the story again.
Now Jim Hardy going to come get you.
I don't care. This is the truth.
Now, wait a minute. Did you get that now? You remember the tales of the Wells Fargo?
Oh, okay.
To Jim Hardy.
Oh, okay. Come get me. I'm not any stagecoaches, okay. So maybe I won't fall off and break my neck.
Jim Hardy going to come get you.
Maybe I'm riding a wild horse. I don't know.
Pale male cigarette in it.
Yeah. Well, that would go. Uh-huh. So, anyway, essentially, even the big dogs don't know all the rules.
Uh-huh.
You know, these private letter rulings, they don't tell their people. They just know the tax code.
Mm-hmm.
And the tax code in an annuity says, you know, our IRA now says that you can't stretch over a certain period of time,
mm-hmm.
you know, like 10 years. You can't stretch it at all in an IRA anymore. But the problem is that what do you do when someone dies and, mm-hmm. and that money needs to go somewhere? The government's going to give a big whacko on it. They're going to get a big piece of it if you don't do something to spread it across time, mm-hmm. you see?
Now, if the person who has this had not specified where it goes, do the survivors have the option to sign it up to get it, or do you have to have that set up before something happens to you?
Good question.
Thank you very much.
You asked a very good question.
I can't work a computer, but I can
this
ask a good
question.
This is
very important, what you just uh-huh. asked.
Okay.
It's always important that you put your beneficiary in there.
Uh-huh.
If it's going to an estate, it's too late. Unless you can change it before you meet your special date.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you know what I mean. Leave the world.
The long goodbye party. Then.
Yes. So as long as you've got it fixed before you're fixed, it's okay.
There you go.
You got to name a human, a living, breathing, mm-hmm. you know, kicking human.
Can't take it with you.
No. But if you name an estate or a trust or something like that, they're going to pay taxes.
There you go.
So there's some disadvantages and advantages of everything. Now, one of the big problems is, a lot of people don't know this, and I've talked about this before.
Yeah.
Regular old annuities that are not inside an IRA, they're not individual retirement annuities, is what an IRA is for an annuity.
Mm-hmm.
But they're just what we call non-qualified annuities. I would say that 99 out of 100 CPAs,
mm-hmm.
99 out of 100 insurance people, 99 out of 100 investment people don't know what I'm about to tell you.
Okay.
You can stretch the taxes.
Yeah? How long?
As long as you live.
Just kind of, now do you have to pay so much a year?
Yeah, but it's little teeny weeny pieces.
Tiny bit, huh?
It's just like a stretch IRA
uh-huh.
from that aspect. But so many people don't know this. They say, well, I've got this annuity that I just inherited from my mama, my daddy, or my uncle, or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And they say, well, here comes the tax man. He says, yeah, well, they put $100,000 in there, and now it's worth $300,000. You owe taxes on $200,000. And you're going, well, wait a minute. I made $30,000 or $40,000. I got to add $300,000 to my income. How much does Uncle Sam get? He gets enough to pay for a lot of this trade debt. And all this other stuff that's going on. Pandemic.
Is that what we're talking about now?
Yeah. No, he's talking about the COVID-19 pandemic risk. The point is,
we're looking at Fox. And
there's all kinds of things that you need to know. And if you're mm-hmm. dealing with annuities in any way whatsoever, you need to call someone like me, because I'm the one out of 100, and I'm going to brag about it, that knows the answer to that, because most of these people, even if they know the answer, they don't know where to take it to get it, because there's only about four companies in the old world that'll do it for you.
279-7431. That is 279-7431. Call David Ernest today. Just talk to the man, and you will find out something. He doesn't cost anything to call him and set up an appointment. The appointment does not cost anything.
No.
It's absolutely
free. And paying taxes is horrible when you didn't need to.
That costs you a lot.
Losing your money in the stock market is horrible mm-hmm. when you didn't need to.
And we were talking about some other stuff a while ago.
Okay.
We were talking about Logan's Roadhouse.
Yep.
Now, I was reading about it. It said 200. Evidently, there are some franchises and then there are some corporate stores.
Right.
They closed 200. Well, first they fired all the furloughed employees from those stores.
Uh-huh.
And then they closed 216 stores.
Yeah.
And so I'm wondering, and you asked, now, isn't there one over in Prattville? And is there
one
there's
in one in Prattville, a Logan's Roadhouse, but I don't know what happened to it.
Just wondering if anybody knows if that
does anyone out there in Radio Land know what happened to Logan's Roadhouse? Can you go get a carryout?
Yeah, is that a corporate store or is that a franchise?
I don't know.
If anybody knows,
but I can tell you this: Texas Roadhouse is booming.
And speaking of that, you know it's Win It Wednesday. Do we want to?
Let's do one.
You know,
but if you win it, you're going to have to do a little secretarial work for me.
Uh-huh.
You'll have to call by 279-7431. That's 279-7431, and give me your name and you know how we can get a hold of you
right.
to send you a $10 card that you can just take to. You got me always saying Logan's.
No, don't say Logan's.
Texas Roadhouse and get your curbside. Dinner or lunch?
Yeah.
You know, lunch menus, they're only like $9.99 or something like $9.98.
Just pay some tax.
$8.99 or something.
Drive away. 272-9228. Do we have a trivia question?
Yes.
Do you want to ask it now or wait till we get them on the phone?
Well, I guess I need to ask it now.
Okay. Do you have one? Are you ready? Because I could talk about something for a minute.
We'll talk about it something
okay.
for a second.
Tomorrow night is Thursday night, and, of course, that means Terry Adams will be in the house. And he will talk about conspiracies. We'll talk about more of the now. This gone through some. It's gone through some changes. The virus. First off, it was the Chinese virus. Then it was the COVID-19. Then they started calling it the Wuhan virus.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we mentioned last week that this week they were going to call it Toby. We don't know.
I know what the trivial question is.
Okay. So, but remember, Terry Adams here. Tomorrow night at 6 o'clock on the Health and Wealth Show, get ready to dial the phone, folks, if you know the answer to this trivia question.
Yes. It's real simple.
Ah.
What's my office phone number?
Oh, man.
How many been listening to that number over and over again?
I bet Lee is not going
for
to win.
For $10 to Texas Roadhouse, give me my office phone number,
okay.
including area code, and you will be a winner.
272-9228 to call in and win that. It's just so simple.
And if no one calls, we'll give the number a little bit later.
Hey, there's a call.
Oh.
Let's see who it is.
All right.
Thank you for calling the Health and Wealth Show. You're on the air with David Ernest. Who's this? And don't cuss. I cannot believe that somebody.
Is it maybe the way you're pushing the button?
Am I taking too long? No, I do. That's why I do it all the time.
Well, call back, y'all, if you know the number.
I'm just going to pick it up.
272-9228 to give me my office phone number.
I'm not going
for a $10 off lunch or dinner at Texas Roadhouse. You'll get some peanuts with it too if you want.
I finally got to the C drive on the computer, and the I talk about we're a one button show. You know, we just got one button to push.
Well, it makes it simple.
Yeah, but I plugged in my jump drive. Was that what they still call it now?
I have no idea.
Anyway, I got
one. Do you jump when you plug it in?
It scared me. Anyhow, I plugged it in, and I finally got to the C drive, but my jump drive doesn't show up. So I'm going to get up with...
Larry, it's flashing again.
I'm going to get up with Mr. J.
You
Scott.
You think it might work this time?
I don't know. I'm just going to pick it up. You're on the air with David Ernest. Who's this? Don't cut.
Hey.
Hey.
This is Taylor Dubb, Taylor White, 279-4731.
Oh, you almost got it.
Try again.
7431.
Say that again. Say it one more time.
747431.
Yes, that's right. 279-7431.
Right.
You got it.
Almost like a little voice told him.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. Where's the dinger at?
It
got broke too.
Now, you know what you got to do? Dial that number, and you'll just leave your name and everything, and David will send that to you.
Yeah. Hey, Taylor.
Yes, sir.
Do you listen to us very often?
Every night.
All right.
We knew somebody.
We got one listener.
Somebody was listening. We didn't know who it was.
First time caller, though.
Well, that's wonderful. Thank you for calling.
Anytime.
What age bracket are you in?
I'm a young 44.
Right. Oh, okay. You one of them youngins in.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. So
yeah.
I'm not going to put you on the spot here, but...
go ahead. I'm put on the spot all day.
Okay. Are you being affected very much by this coronavirus shutdown?
You want to hear something crazy?
Yeah.
Just don't cuss.
Well, I don't. I don't cuss anymore.
Good.
But you're in luck.
I don't either, but I know all the words.
Right. let me tell you something here. My life has gotten better.
Really?
Really?
It has gotten better. I tell you, I mean, I still, you know, still got a job and, 40 hours a week, and traffic is next to none,
uh-huh.
You know, coming and going.
Yeah. Are you essential employee?
I sure am. Uh-huh. I sure am essential.
Can you say, can you say what you do? You don't have to.
I work for the city.
Okay.
Oh, okay. He is essential. You can't shut
him. Wait a minute. Is this the mayor? You got your mask on backwards, man. Come on.
I'm afraid not. I just learned how to cut down trees for the city.
Okay. All right. Of course, the mayor had his cap on top of his head, and he's walking around and said, what time Temple start?
I've never even met the mayor.
Well, if next time you see him, tell him to turn that mask around.
Yeah, tell him we said
tell him we said hi.
How long you been working for the city?
About 2.5 years, sir.
Wow,
I love it. I sure do. I just love it.
Well, that's great, man.
Well, keep putting money into the 401k. That's the way to go with that, because they match.
I do. I've got a few things. I've got my money tucked away in. I don't want to say over radio, I've saved more money, in the past. Past month, and I've saved in a long time.
Wow.
And
that's good.
I just don't know what it is. I mean, I just, everybody's running around. But, I'm acting crazy, but, this has just been, I guess it's God working in my life, I guess.
Well, you know, that's a good thing.
Probably
at everybody's
Well,
life.
You just got a free lunch, that's for sure.
Well, that's wonderful.
Make sure you call that number and leave your name and your phone number so we can send it to you. We'll get your address.
Okay. That's 279-7431.
That's
correct?
It. You that's got it. It.
You got
All
it.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Thank you for keeping the roads cleaned out
yes,
and the trees trimmed back there.
We appreciate
You're
it.
You're welcome.
We appreciate
it's
it.
Hard work. It's hard work, but I love to do it.
We like the way it looks. Thank you.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
And congratulations.
Right. Have a good night.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. That was a good call.
I want to say a little bit about what he just said, which is a great thing. You know, more people are saving more money now than they have in a good while.
Well, you know, you're not driving as much. Somebody said their car was getting 3 weeks to the gallon.
But it's a psychological thing.
Uh-huh.
If they have money or a way to make money, they're putting more aside. I've been reading about that. We've been seeing that. People are becoming more conservative. And that's the reason why if you want to be ultra conservative and you're 50 plus and you've got access to your 401k or IRAs, you might want to call us because we're going to put the number on it and it never will go down.
Mm-hmm.
And it can only go up. 279-7431.
And 272-9228 if you would like to give us a call. You want to do another trivia question? That's up to you now. If you want to.
One more trivia question.
You want me to talk about something else for a minute while you think up one?
Well, okay.
Let's see. We mentioned Terry Adams is going to be here tomorrow night.
Yes.
Friday night is the classic rerun. We always run something probably from this week, probably Monday night show. That was a pretty good show.
We'll change the award here.
Oh, we got
it will be what do you call it? What did you say that thing's called that she does for us? Zoom. That's it. Yeah. One-on-one Zoom conference with us, you know, about 10, 15 minutes, where you can ask us all kinds of questions. There's no obligation. You won't be asked to buy anything.
Uh-huh.
You'll just look at your situation.
You're not going to talk to them about their car warranty or anything?
Whatever you want to talk about.
Okay.
You know, whatever's, legal to talk about.
Okay.
So, anyway, for that present award or prize or what do you want to call it, what And this is a duplication.
A duplication?
Yes, we did this before. This is what year was COVID-19 found?
Okay, that's this the virus.
Yeah.
What year
was COVID-19 discovered, found, whatever?
The Wuhan virus.
The Wuhan virus. What year?
Think you know, 272-9.
That they identified it. DNA and everything.
Uh-huh.
What year was that?
272-9228.
If you really want to get it more exact, tell us the month and the year. And
tell us what the guy who discovered it was wearing and what he had on.
And tell us what happened to the guy who identified it.
I wonder if he caught it. If he had it. He was like, they could have named it after it. They could have called it Bobby.
Something bad happened to him.
Oh, man.
Yes.
Of course, it says on the back of the Lysol that the Lysol will kill that virus, but at the end of it, it says human.
Human?
Yeah, this one evidently come from a bat or a rat or a cat or something.
Oh, okay.
So there is a difference. Now, here's a phone call.
All right.
Let's see.
Okay.
Thank you for calling the Health and Wealth Show. You're on with David Ernest. Who's this? And don't cuss.
This is Robert. Do you have a winner yet?
No, we don't.
No.
It was discovered in 2019.
Yes, you're the winner.
Right.
Do you know the month? I don't.
Do I win a free cruise?
A free cruise?
Yeah, they're loading up down at the dock.
Hey, I think we can find one real cheap.
Yeah, they're loading up down at the dock right now. I think it's only a tour of
Funny you said that.
It's Mortar Creek is where you're going.
I thought about that one time. I don't think about it very much anymore. No COVID cruises for
me.
That's
a shame.
Buy 1 week, get two free?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, get one disease and get two free. No, I don't think so. Well, Robert, thank you very much. You've called before, haven't you?
I have.
All right.
Yeah.
A return caller.
Yeah. So how long have you been listening, Robert? How long have you been listening to our show?
How long have you been on the radio?
Since October the 7th of last
which,
year.
Which show are we talking about? I mean, I've been on the radio for a long time. I was on there with Sky Mosley to start with.
Yes, I listened to that, too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Well, so that's
long time listener.
Long time.
All right.
Well, we appreciate you listening. We're glad we got some listeners listening for a long time because it's good to know we didn't wear it out, you know.
Well, I'm a repeat offender.
There you go.
Well, thank you. Well,
yes, sir.
If you'll call 279-7431, I have Leah get with you about your free social 101, whatever you call it, Zoom. And you can talk to us and see how ugly we are on the screen there. It's supposed to be like almost like we're in person, but we've got that screen between us, you know.
Okay.
But how old are you, Robert?
I'll be 63 this month.
Well, you're just the right age. You're just a babe.
Well, my knees don't tell me that.
Yeah, well, they'll lie to you sometime, but I know when they're telling the truth, too. Yeah.
Well, I'm looking forward to a baby boomer to a baby boomer. Give me a call and leave that information, 279-7431, Robert. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Have a great evening. Take some of that anti-inflammatory. It makes the knees feel a little better.
Or rub some of that emu oil on there.
Oh, or you could take, what is that stuff that they, my mom is so crazy about, the turmeric, as some people call it.
Yeah, somebody said, you know, a good vitamin to or a supplement to have with the virus going around is zinc. And it's hard to find.
Well, zinc along with vitamin C and some other stuff seems to, you know, rev up the immune system, they say.
Hey, we got a couple of minutes here.
Mm-hmm.
You want to
close it out?
Wrap this thing up. I did finally get how to get to YouTube, so I got us a song to go out with.
Oh, you finally figured it out. Is that the new computer? You figured it out?
Well, I found that, but I hadn't figured out everything else. I'll send a message to young Jay Scott here in a little while, see if he can help me out, put me a link or something on there.
Oh, okay.
Or see why it won't recognize that jump drive.
All right. Well, you know, in this day and age, this is unprecedented. We've never had a pandemic in our lifetimes. My grandfather lived through one, barely lived through it. In 1918, he laid on a hospital bed or cot, as they called it, and he had people dying all around him.
Wow.
And for several days, he was not even conscious, he told me. And I can't remember what city the hospital was, but he was in World War One, and you know, a lot of those guys took that disease to war with them. And I read something that kind of disturbed me, that more people died of the Spanish flu, which really didn't come from Spain, supposedly came from Kansas, and that's kind of scary because good barbecue comes from Kansas too.
The Kansas barbecue flu.
Yeah, whatever. And so anyway, you know, it was a really, really, really devastating thing, but they lived through it.
Mm-hmm.
And they were better because they lived through it. If he hadn't have lived through it, I wouldn't be here, you know.
That's the thought.
Yeah, good or bad. But we must live. We must preserve.
Mm-hmm.
We must overcome. We must survive. And that's the reason why I'm an asset preservationist. My clients and people that are baby boomers must survive their mm-hmm. retirement. I feel a calling, almost like an old preacher. We got to survive. So if you want to survive and not worry about anything taking your money away,
uh-huh.
you want insurance to guarantee it and have growth too, give me a call. 279-7431. That's 279-7431. It's free, and, you know, you'll just get to visit with me.
You will benefit from it.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to head on out the door. Maybe I can get that message to Jay and figure out what I did wrong, and maybe things will be better tomorrow night. Of course, Terry Adams will be here. And I don't know why, but this song just popped into my head today. I thought I would play it as we headed out. Sounds a little funky, doesn't it? It's The Barcade and Soul Finger.
Soul Finger.
Soul Finger, yeah. We appreciate you listening to The Health and Wealth Show. We'll be back tomorrow night. This has been The Health and Wealth Show.
I like that organ.
You like that?
Yeah.
On News Talk 93.1.
Hey, I used to play an organ like that in a band. No kidding.
Did you?
Yeah. That's an old-fashioned.
My mom was
the organ stuff.
My grandmama gave one to the church.
Yeah.
She was an organ donor.
Yeah.
We'll see you next time on The Health and Wealth Show.